outline for teaching the gospel course from the teaching guidebook. The teaching the gospel course provides an opportunity for all church members to learn how to become better teachers. The course instructor is the teacher improvement coordinator or another experienced teacher called by the branch president. This course could be taught during Sunday school or at another convenient time. If the course is being held for leaders and teachers from a particular organization, it might be taught as part of their regular leadership meeting. Where distance or available facilities make the normal Sunday school format difficult to follow, a combination of home study and a few class meetings, each covering several lessons, may be considered. Ideas for each lesson are provided in this guidebook. As the instructor prepares a lesson, he or she should use the suggestions in the section titled, Use a Variety of Teaching Methods. At the end of each lesson, the instructor should encourage class members to put into practice what they have learned that day, either in a church class or in family home evening. This will greatly enhance their development as teachers. Except as noted, the course should be taught over an 8-week period according to the following schedule. The suggestions below are addressed to the course instructor. Week 1. Give each class member a copy of this guidebook and review its contents. Focus the lesson on the introduction and the section titled, Prepare Yourself Spiritually. Emphasize the importance of being set apart and living the gospel to qualify to have the Spirit. Week 2. Focus on Love Those You Teach, located in the section titled, Teach as Jesus Taught. Refer also to the age group characteristics on pages 16 through 17 of this guidebook. Ask class members to share experiences in which understanding or reaching out to family members or class members in love has had a positive effect. You may also wish to discuss how teachers can reach out to and nourish each member according to his or her needs, especially new converts and members with disabilities. Week 3. Focus on Teach Gospel Truths, located in the section titled, Teach as Jesus Taught. Emphasize the importance of teaching the doctrine faithfully, clearly, and simply, using the scriptures in teaching and establishing a plan for personal gospel study. Week 4. Focus on Teach by the Spirit, located in the section titled, Teach as Jesus Taught. Help class members feel encouraged that they can qualify to have the Spirit in their teaching. Help them learn to recognize and follow the Spirit. Week 5. Focus on Invite Diligent Learning, located in the section titled, Teach as Jesus Taught. Emphasize specific ways that teachers can help those they teach accept their responsibility to learn the gospel and live it more fully. Week 6. Focus on Create a Learning Atmosphere, located in the section titled, Teach as Jesus Taught. Help class members understand how to help create an atmosphere in which everyone participates and wants to learn. Week 7. Focus on the section titled, Use a Variety of Teaching Methods. Developing an effective lesson requires thought and creativity, and the material in this section can be very helpful. Ask class members to demonstrate or share experiences they have had with the teaching methods discussed in the section. Week 8. Focus on the section titled, Prepare Your Lesson. Help class members understand the importance of beginning lesson preparation early and discuss how to plan and present effective lessons. At appropriate points during the course, you might emphasize elements in the section titled, Rewards of Teaching. Ask class members to share ways teachers have blessed their lives and ways they as teachers have been able to help others. After the course ends, encourage participants to continue to improve as teachers. If they are newly called classroom teachers, their priesthood or auxiliary leader should meet with them and give a brief orientation of the class and its members. After that, they should periodically report their progress and discuss specific needs and challenges with their priesthood or auxiliary leaders. They can invite a leader to visit their class and help them in any way. The Teacher Improvement Coordinator is a continuing source for help for all teachers, those who are called as classroom teachers, and those who teach in their families and leadership responsibilities. End of the outline for the Teaching the Gospel course from the Teaching Guidebook.